Not all Australians are rejoicing about a change to the lyrics of the national anthem. From today, the anthem has changed from "We are young and free" to "We are one and free." The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says the change recognises the long history of First Nations people in Australia, but not everyone sees it as a positive move. Rachel Mealy reports.
Advance Australia Fair became our official national anthem in 1984. Today, one word was officially changed. Instead of young and free, we'll now sing one and free. The Prime Minister says while the nation is young, our country's story is ancient.
This is a simple change, I think. It's a change that I think is very much in accord with where Australians feel about these things. It's not pretending to be anything more than it is. I think it's been well received across the country. There will be those who don't think it goes far enough, and those who think it goes too far. Well, that's democracy.
And in that democracy, opposition leader Anthony Albanese was quick to respond.
Changing a single word in the national anthem whilst First Nations people aren't even recognised in our national constitution is simply not good enough.
Ken Wyatt is the Minister for Indigenous Australians. He says the change to the lyrics is in no way a replacement of the ambition to give Indigenous people a voice in Parliament.
I think it's a great way to start the new year, building off an old year in which we as a nation collectively work together to deal with the challenges we had of droughts, bushfires, floods and COVID-19. And let me say the Indigenous leadership stood up as equally as all leadership across this nation. And having the change in the national anthem now means we've got a great opportunity for an optimistic year and a great year in which to do and deliver on many things that we are working on.
Ken Wyatt says the change will be meaningful to many Indigenous Australians.
Actually, I think it's a great reflection that one single word is both symbolic but a real change that recognises an ancient culture, an ancient land, but a contemporary Australian society that is made up of British settlement and the multicultural communities that have come from across the four corners of the earth to join us as one to make a nation like ours as great as it is.
Gunai Gunajamara woman and Greens Senator Lydia Thorpe says she's heartened to see change happening.
You know, it's one small step towards a treaty. And I urge the PM to take on something that's going to actually bring real change, and that is a treaty. You know, there's been a war in this country against First Nations people for over 240 years, and changing one word in a song is not going to cut it.
But Indigenous sportsman Anthony Mundine says the current national anthem should be scrapped because he believes it's a song about white supremacy.
So I thought they were going to change it. I literally change it, the whole freaking song, you know what I mean? But changing one word doesn't give anybody justice, especially my people, Indigenous people.
The Prime Minister says the national anthem, sung in its new form, might debut at the cricket test next week.
I look forward to it being sung the first time. Perhaps that will be at the SCG test in a few days' time.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Rachel Mealy reporting.